It is a cool summer morning, and I am in my wood shop looking at an antique hand broom. It is kind of the characteristic gray brown of aged wood. If it ever had finish on it, it does not anymore. The bristles are a similar gray brown. They are made of horsehair, and they're permanently swept off to the right from decades of use. On the back of the handle is hand carved the initials LP and also three tally marks, or maybe the Roman numeral three. I don't know what this ever indicated, but it is an interesting detail. Thanks.
About what I'm looking at. It is Wednesday. It is the day that I am both recording, editing, and then posting this episode. And normally I don't do it all in one day. It's going to be kind of a marathon episode uploading, but that's just how it works sometimes. I have had this thought in my head the past couple of days, and sometimes I get thoughts and they're persistent and obsessive. I tend to get held up on certain themes, ideas, thoughts, and they go around and around for many days, even months, and that's just kind of the color of my life for a bit, and I live in there. This one has only been happening for a couple of days, but it is that, and this is gonna sound funny, maybe. I don't know how it's gonna sound. I'm just letting it come out. But obviously, we are made up of water. I was in the water the other day, beautiful day, bright, sunny, hot. The water was just, I don't know how to describe it when I'm in there. It's just so immensely satisfying for some reason to be in water and be looking at light bouncing off of the water, seeing through down to the sand and the rocks below, and the clear glistening water. It almost makes me salivate. It's like that same kind of feeling of when you're really hungry and you see some amazing food, you just want to be having that experience. And even when I'm on the water, I somehow just want more of it. I just want to be completely with it. But I was just thinking, we are water. We are going through life in these waves, and that's in part what Steady Waves is about, the name of the center and a song of mine. But I was thinking, I want my life to be more fluid, like water, and less labely, less rigid. Not that I think my life is particularly rigid. I do feel quite free, but I have all these ideas about what I am and who I am and what I do, and where all of those things fit so that I can organize them in my mind. But the fact is, and we all know this, nothing is organized, really. Everything is kind of moving all at once, changing all at once. Nothing is stable, and that's really nice if you can accept that. And nothing has to be as it was the day before, or the next day, or even the next moment. We can be whoever. We can be no one. I don't know if we can be no one, I just said that, but in regards to this podcast, at least, I've been thinking about it in this small picture, in this small scope of this is how podcasting is, this is what people expect. They expect an episode a week or bi-weekly, they expect it in this format, they expect you to, you know, explain things a certain way to set them up for, you know, an expectation that you deliver. They expect you, they being listeners, the people you're doing it for, they expect explanations of why things are happening, when something is starting and stopping. But what if I can just make this podcast and not think about any of those things? Maybe I think, oh, it would be nice to put a podcast out every Wednesday, every Tuesday. It would be nice. But what if I didn't attach any sort of, I don't know, pressure or idea to that? What if I just make the recording when I want to? What if I just put it out there without expecting people to listen? When I started thinking about it that way, it felt a lot better to me. It didn't feel so much of a burden. If no one's expecting, or you can't stop people from expecting, but if I'm not thinking about what other people are expecting, if I'm not thinking about what I should do, what I thought that I had to do, it all becomes a much more light, much more manageable. And that's where I'm at right now. So, to be honest, I don't feel like I necessarily need to explain my position or my feelings or my plan for this podcast. There is no plan. So don't worry about it. If one day it just stops, if you're bothered by that, you can email me. We can talk about it. But we all know that sometimes things happen that we're not expecting, and sometimes things aren't there for us anymore. Sometimes things appear for us that we're not expecting and that we really love and appreciate. At the same time, I really do like the idea of providing something for people to depend on and to look forward to. But I think in the interest of my health and my happiness, I'm gonna approach this podcast that way. So you can send me messages, you can send me emails, you can send me voice notes if you want to. And if I feel like it, I'm gonna do the podcast. So maybe when you open your little app, you'll see a new episode. Fluid like water, always moving, never knowing. I am having a coffee this morning. I've opened the center, but I have to close early because I have an appointment. And I think I'm going to take the rest of the day off and kind of start an early vacation. I haven't had real days off in a long time, and I'm not complaining. It was my own choice to work every single day. But I'm really looking forward to having the day, the afternoon. I'm having some friends come for dinner, and then tomorrow I don't remember what I'm doing, and then we're going to London for a couple days, and I'm just gonna bring a book, read, relax, not, you know, I'm gonna unbunch myself, unbunch my tensions, my thoughts, maybe do some writing. We'll see what I get up to, who knows. But right now, I'm drinking a coffee and looking out the window at this etched man with a saw behind his back on the door. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, I explained him a bit in a previous episode. And I'm gonna look at something today. I'm gonna look at a peace lily, which is very beautiful. But I do want to thank you for your emails that some of you sent me. They really, they meant a lot to me. Honestly, they did. And they still do. I'm so touched that people care enough to email me and write a few nice words and open up to me. That's just such a pleasure and something I don't take lightly. So thank you very much. And I will respond to you in due time. This peace lily was a gift. Like many things that I have in my possession, it was a gift. It's a recent gift, and I've never had a peace lily before in my whole life. I've not had that many plants in my life, really. I've never thought I was responsible enough. Well, not that I'm not responsible enough, but my life has just been chaotic for a while, and I know you can give plants to people when you're leaving homes and that this and that, but I don't know, it's only been within the last year or so that I've acquired some plants. So this peace lily is in a small pot. It's in a pot, it's plastic. I want to buy a kind of like a terracotta pot or something with it because I do like the color of this plastic pot with the leaves, but it's a plastic terracotta colored pot instead of an actual terracotta pot. The pot is about 4 inches high and like 3.5 inches circumference wise, to use a technical term. And so I would call it a medium sized plant, or maybe even a small plant. I don't know. It's medium to me. It's got a lot of leaf foliage action. It's got leaves growing from the very base of the peace lily, and it is concentrated in the middle, in the center of the pot, in the soil, from the hub. I guess maybe that's where like the majority of the root action is happening. I obviously don't know that much about plants, but it's all concentrated in kind of in the center and then coming out from that. But there are many stems jutting out from that central hub. And I don't want to count them all because it's hard to see where they're all coming from. But also something to note is there are roots coming out of the soil, which makes me think, should I repot this? Does it need a bigger pot and some more dirt? I don't know. Maybe I should do that or Google it or look it up online and see what I should do. But some of the roots are coming up out of the soil and kind of tangling around, and the color of them is a beautiful kind of frosty jade color green, and some of the roots are just sticking out into the air, and some of them are going back into the soil. And hopefully that means that this is a healthy plant that's growing and making new leaves and just thriving, because I do see the roots growing up and out and down. So maybe I'm doing well. I've been watering this, I would say, infrequently. Well, maybe once a week a little bit. Sorry, I keep hitting the microphone on the table here. That's what those booms are. I haven't fertilized it or anything. Again, I probably need to look up online how I handle this plant, because I do want it to survive. The stems that are coming from the main stem are less frosted version of green than the root color. I would say they're nice, fresh, springy green color. And I see, oh my goodness, it's so sweet. There's some curled up new leaves that are just gonna pop. I see a small one uncurling now. Well, not in front of my eyes, but it's kind of formed into a tube. And I can see that it's about to unfurl into a baby leaf. So we've got some smaller leaves and then some obviously new leaves. I see one in particular that has grown up and it's very waxy looking. It looks like it just unfurled within the last couple days. It's shiny and new looking, as opposed to a few of these leaves are more matte and have a deeper green to them, like a more of a forest green, with a border around the leaves that look like lighter green with lighter veins of the leaf. The leaves themselves are a super pleasing shape. They're almondy shape, pointy, just very elegant and sophisticated looking. And some of them, the biggest one is actually really glossy, and it feels wet. That's fascinating, actually, because I just watered it last, maybe a couple days ago, and for some reason this leaf is wet. I haven't watered it in a few days. But some of them, yeah, are shiny. Some of them are more matte and mature looking. But overall, it's a really stunning display of big leaves and small leaves. And of course, we have the flowers coming out as well. So the flowers of the peace lily are white, and they also look like leaves, kind of, but they're just white and slightly different shape, more heart-shaped, more kind of wafery shape, with a different veiny structure, and then phallic, so I'm just gonna say it. It's like a phallic protuberance coming out of the base of the flower. And some of them are about an inch, some of them are almost 2 inches. The flowers aren't that big, the petals, I mean. And they are translucent white. I can see my fingers through the leaf of some of them. And some of them are more white than others. Some of them are kind of partially green and white. Altogether, there's 7, 8 flowers coming from this plant. And, oh, I just really love this plant. Now, so, you know, a lot of times when I'm looking at something, I liked it before, but then when I start looking at it, actually, I just really love it. And now I can't imagine my life without this peace lily, and I'm thinking, how do I get it to live as long as possible? What if I can keep this peace lily for as long as I live and beyond? That's going to be a challenge for me, and I'm accepting it. I'm accepting my own challenge. Do you have any experience with peace lilies? And if so, would you please email me at whatimlookingatpodcast@gmail.com if you want. I know a couple of you who might know more about peace lilies than me, and maybe about their lifespans as well. And maybe you want to get one. I don't know. The more I look at it, the more I just want to get a bunch of peace lilies. I just love them now. And I think you might like one as well. And I can vouch for how easy to care for it is because I haven't killed it yet. The only other plants that I have alive are pothos and a prayer plant, a money plant, and one of those elephant ear plants, but that's not looking so hot these days. I forgot to mention about the soil. It's got these fibers in it. It almost looks like a coconut hull fibers, coconut fibers mixed with some darker soil. But it looks like maybe the best soil for a peace lily is mixed with these kind of woody fibers. Maybe it needs more drainy soil or dry soil. So that's just one thing I'm noticing right now. And that's my peace lily. Oh, and I also forgot to say the protuberances vary in color. Some of them are pure white. They just look like smooth white stems kind of coming out. Some of them have a bit of texture, like little bumps on them, and a little bit yellow, and the bumps are darker yellow or orange, and then some of them are a little bit green as well and look kind of pine coney. So there we have it, my peace lily that is thriving, living a good life. Maybe needs to be transplanted, but we'll see what Ask Jeeves says about that. Maybe it likes small pots. No idea. Anyway, I'm gonna get ready and go to my appointment, but it's been so nice to be with you today. Thank you very, very much for listening. Again, thanks to anyone who emailed me, sent me a message. Really appreciate your love and support. And for whatever reason you listen to this podcast, I hope that it's bringing you some kind of joy into your life. And I don't know what else to say. I was hoping something else poignant would come out, but sometimes it just doesn't. And that's fine. All right, until next time, or not.